Hello and welcome to the Van Foodster Podcast. I am your host, Richard Wallach, covering the food scene in and around the Vancouver area, across Canada and beyond. This is episode 47 of the Van Foodster Podcast. This week I'll be featuring the Peri Peri Shack and their flame grilled chicken dishes. I will then talk about Roberto's Big Sandwiches at Delina in Chinatown and my feature on Langley and Fort Langley and some eateries there. And lastly, I'll do a patio dining feature at Cold Tea Restaurant in downtown Vancouver. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Van Foodster, as well as to visit VancouverFoodster.com. For everything food in Vancouver and beyond. We'll get on with this week's episode. Peri Peri Shack has been around for a while now. I think they opened up late last summer or so. And they specialize in Peri Peri in flame grilled chicken. So they are based in the Fraser Hood neighborhood. A lot of it is to go. A lot of it is through the pandemic, it's been DoorDash and Uber Eats and all those delivery services have been delivering to people's homes. And then some people can go and buy and pick it up. And now they're actually inside dining is now open, so you can actually head on in there. They're just right on the kind of just east of Fraser Street on Kingsway, so you can't miss it. And as I mentioned, flame grilled chicken dishes. They are actually currently in my chicken wings challenge. And so I did try some of their wings. And basically, they're grilled chicken wings. You've got six different sauces to choose from. I actually tried all of them. Even the hottest one, which is a Peri narrow sauce, I tried that as well because you got to try them all. And it was hot, but it was it didn't blow my mind, which is a good thing. So my favorite sauces, I tried all of them, was the citrus and herb, which is, of course, not spicy. And the hot was really delicious. I really liked it. So I tried all the different wings, and you can try their wings until July 4th. So you can head on in there or just order online for pickup or for delivery and choose your flavor. So they've got different flavors. You've got mild, citrus and herb, mango. Mango is very sweet. I've had that one before. Hot, very hot, and Peri Nero, which they say is the hottest flavor ever. So if you love the hottest flavor ever, you get the Peri Nero. And there's different sizes of these wings. You can choose that. I also tried a bunch of their other dishes. Now, one I have had before, the chicken and rice, they now make with another kind of added feature to it. And this was incredible. It's a chicken and rice, and say you want to add veggies. So you've got chicken, rice, and veggies. So it's really good. Comes with their white shack sauce. And the whole dish is delicious. Loved it. My favorite dish by far. And it's been very popular for them. So that's definitely one to check. And you can do that with any spice you want. So if you want to do a citrus herb with that one, it'll be great. Or you do a medium, whatever your heart desires, you can choose for that one. And the flame grilled chicken sandwich. I've also had this in the past. This was also really good. It came with a Peri Peri fries, a bit of a spiced kick fries. Those are really good. The whole sandwich was great. Also tried their flame grilled half chicken this time around with their mild spice. It's very good. I haven't had that in the past. Had their onion rings, which were a lot of onion rings. We were sharing, but we had them leftovers for days, basically. So onion rings, coleslaw. We had a side of that. We tried the mac and cheese as well. So a lot going on there, and they've got a huge menu, so you can definitely check them out. Look for the Peri Peri Shack on Instagram. And Google. So Delina has a couple stores in Vancouver. They have a store in Chinatown as the original, and then they have one on Oak and Broadway. They have just launched a new sandwich program called Roberto's Big Sandwiches, and it's named after the family that owns Delina is the Bosa family, and they have Bosa properties. You'll see the signs all over the city for real estate. So I guess their husband and wife of Bosa, Roberto, was the Italian head of the family, I guess is a way of putting it. So they've named these sandwiches after Roberto. It's called Roberto's Big Sandwiches, Big Italian Sandwiches. Chef was telling us that they had to search for the right kind of bread because you want to have a really good big sandwich, but you want to have it soft. You want to be able to fill the sandwich like as much as you can. And they've really filled the sandwich. These are big sandwiches. They are designed to share, like, go on a picnic, go outside to the beach, take a sandwich, share with your friend or family member, or, you know, take them home, whatever it is. There's like different options here. It's right now being launched in the Chinatown location only. It's Thursday to Saturday, I think they said. Thursday to Saturday, Thursday to Sunday. Don't quote me on it. You better check your hours. I think it's Thursday to Saturday. But anyway, you can choose from there. You go to Roberta's Big Sandwiches on Instagram, or Delina Vancouver, and then just look for that. And Chef Matt was telling us about the ingredients, and they've basically used, they do not make the baguette breads in-house. It's being made by Ballet, and everybody will know Ballet for the best banh mi bread around the city. They do make great subs at a lot of restaurants, actually get them from them. So they're filling them up. So my favorite, I tried all the different subs. My favorite was the chicken parm. It was really, really good. So if you like chicken parm sandwiches, this is your new spot to check out your chicken parm. It was very good. My other favorites were the roasted mushroom arugula with artichokes and red peppers. So that was a vegetarian version that was very good. Vegetarian vegan version, actually, that was very good. And I also like the Godfather. That's made with house-made meatballs. So they've got lots of choices there. They post their hours on their website for this. You can just order ahead or just head on in there and get some great sandwiches to go. So look for Roberto's Big Sandwiches. So I get to Langley a fair bit. I mean, it's very close to Vancouver. It's part of Vancouver. It's part of Greater Vancouver. And I do get there quite often. But I just had an opportunity to do a day visit to Langley this week to try a few new eateries, some that had been on my horizon for a while. Actually, a couple I've been to one of these before, but I've never been there for dinner. I was there for breakfast. So I'll just want to tell you about a little bit about my day trip to Langley. Here's a restaurant that I've always wanted to visit. It's been there since 1946, and I can't believe this was my first time there. Hilltop Diner. It's like in East Langley, kind of on the way to Aldergrove. I think they're sitting on the Langley-Aldergrove border. Been there since 1946. Of course, it has changed hands a number of times. That's what I understand. And most recently, it changed hands during the pandemic about, I guess it was 6 months ago or so, or it was last summer. And Brianne took over, and now she owns it, but she was saying that she used to go there as a kid with her family when it was under different ownership, of course. But, you know, over the years, they've kept the character. They've kept the, it's basically, I suppose, if you went in 1946, they're probably a little bit different now, of course, but they've kept the character of their place, and pretty much the menu stays the same. They've added some things here and there, but they've always been known for their pies, and people just would drive out there from all over the Lower Mainland for their pies, and they're still making the pies, and they even explained that, even told me that there's got a new pie, a grasshopper pie, about to hit the menu that they're working on. So had a great chance here to talk to them and then learn a bit more about what they're doing and then also taste the food. So I was there for breakfast and I had the legendary French toast, and it's basically cinnamon swirl bread, French toast, thick slices. It was really tasty. I really enjoyed it. I also had to order their hash browns. That was actually a lot of hash browns. So you know, even though it's a side for one, you could also probably share it. Because what happens is when you order the other dishes, like the eggs benny, I believe it is, one of these, it came with more hash browns. So you end up with like a lot of hash browns. Larry had the apple, so he had the apple fritter sandwich. And that was kind of like a beef patty kind of sandwich in there in the apple fritter. So you got a bit of a sweet, spicy thing going on there. That came with hash browns. So there was like a lot of hash browns there. But they were really good. So hash browns. And then he also had a half order of a tomato eggs benny. So you can do half orders of the eggs bennies if you want to do that and then get something sweet along with that. So that's kind of a fun alternative there. I had an apple juice. He had a lot of coffee. He had a lot of coffee. Anyway, but great spot. And then we had pie for dessert. So not my ideal idea of having dessert after breakfast, but you know what? Because we were away for the day, taking the pies to go would have been a disaster because it wouldn't have lasted very long in the hot car. So we had pie for dessert right after breakfast. So they told me, the server told me that her favorite was the cookies and cream pie. They had a bunch of different ones on there. They had banana cream. I don't like bananas, so I skipped that one. Went with lemon meringue, but our favorite was this cookies and cream pie. Wow, it was so good. Turns out all the staff, it's their favorite. So if you know that staff's favorite, it's the cookies and cream, that's what you're going to get. Maybe not for breakfast, perhaps. Maybe after lunch or dinner is the way to go here if you can do that. But it was very, very rich. And Oreo cookies, it was all really good. So definitely want to check them out. They are out on Fraser Highway, 23904 Fraser Highway in Langley. Can't miss it. It was about an hour drive from Vancouver. You can Google map it and then head on out there. It's kind of a fun spot. And we sat on the patio outside. They have a beautiful patio out back now and outside, and it's covered. So you don't have to worry about it if it's raining, but you can definitely enjoy some fresh air this summer out there. Then the other spot that I tried, this is a first time I've been, it's been on my radar for a little while, but I haven't been there yet. It was called Down to Earth Plant Parlor. So it's a 100% vegan plant-based restaurant. And I love finding these. You know, I've been eating a lot more plant-based during the pandemic than I had previously. And I think a lot of people have. So it's a great spot to go, because if in Vancouver, there's a lot of these places now, but not in Langley. This, I was really surprised. This was in the Walnut Grove area, so people will know that area. And they've been open about, they were telling me how long it's been, about a year, I suppose, since they opened, maybe a little bit longer. But they opened, actually, no, I'll take that back. It's been longer, because they said they opened 4 months before the pandemic started. So it's probably been about 2 years now. Anyway, so they are at 8912 202 Street, Langley. And basically, they've got this Monday to Friday, you've got lunch. So you've got lunch going on like kind of all day time. And then that switches over to dinner. Then on the weekend, they've got a brunch going on, Saturday, Sunday brunch. And that's a totally different menu. It looks amazing. And then what's really interesting is they're doing this kind of like a, they call it a ghost kitchen concept, kind of. But that runs from Thursday to Sunday at, in the evening only. It's Italian. A whole Italian menu, and it's all plant-based Italian. So, you know, finding plant-based Italian, that's not so easy around Vancouver. So this is really cool. And you can go in and dine there, or you can get it to go. So they're delivering all over the place, and you can just have your Italian meal. So the family that owns this, actually her parents are Italian. So her mom's Italian. So you've got Nona's recipes, and it just sounds so exciting. I wish, you know, of course we were there for lunch, but I suppose if we went for dinner, we would be able to experience Nona's. So one day, another day, I will get out back out there to try Nona's vegan cucina, because it looks really good. They have separate Instagram accounts for both restaurants. Well, it's the same restaurant, right? So D2E Plant Parlor is the daytime thing. And then the nighttime Italian, the Italian kind of ghost kitchen pop-up restaurant, I suppose you could call it, is Nona's Vegan Cucina. And they have a separate Instagram for that. So follow that and you'll see some great photography, great pics of this food. It looks yummy. And I can't wait to visit. I also can't wait to go back there for brunch one day, because their brunch menu is really good. So they've done a great job. You definitely want to check them out. So what I had there was I tried their enchiladas. So this was a really good dish. It was a bit of a heavy dish, though. So you've got artichokes, broccoli, kale, shredded cheese, of course, a vegan cheese, black beans, red mole sauce, onions, pepitas, a queso fresco sauce, and avocado crema on top. It came with a dirty quinoa on the side. So a really good dish, kind of heavy dish though. So either you're eating it on your own or you're sharing. We also did the prawn and soba salad. So prawn, like don't, it's not prawns, but it's a plant-based version of what a prawn would be. And to me, it looked like a prawn. It didn't taste exactly like a prawn, but you get the idea, right? So the soba salad was very good. The kale was a black table farm kale, so from a kale from a very, very close farm in their neighborhood, in their area, black table. And roasted yams, charred corn, lemongrass, prawns, p-tips, and just a really good spicy peanut dressing that took the whole salad to a whole different level. It was really good. Also tried... they have all these different smoothies. I had seen one on Instagram recently, so I was like, I'm curious, I want to try this. It was called the Blue Tropics Smoothie. It was totally blue with coconut on top. That was really good. I like that. And then we also had, Larry had a Mango Arctic Soda. So that is D2E Down to Earth Plant Parlor out in Langley. And then for dinner, well, actually before dinner, we did head out, do a couple of things on our own. We walked around Willowbrook Mall because that's been recently redone. So kind of, and it was air conditioned. So we were able to walk in there and there was hardly anybody in. So it was great. And then we did go out to Fort Langley. We walked around Fort Langley for a while. And you know, it's quite a different spot. I saw some places that had closed during the pandemic, and then and I'm sure that will change. You'll probably see some new spots out there come summer. Well, it's already summer, so it's summer. Today is the first day of summer, but come later this summer, you're probably going to see a few new spots open in that area. And we went to Wendell's for some coffee, so or for a refreshing drink at Wendell's. But Wendell's is, you know, it's been there forever. I remember Wendell's, one of my first coffee books that I wrote was 1992. And Wendell's, we featured Wendell's in the book, and then Wendell's had our books for sale. So that was a long time ago, and they've been there forever. So it's like an institution in Fort Langley. So we hung out there for a while, and then had dinner at Saba Cafe and Bistro. Now, I had been to Saba before. I've been there a couple times, actually. Once I went in for coffee and some a couple cookies, and another time, it was right before the pandemic started. So maybe it's been a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer than a year and a half. We had breakfast with some friends out in Fort Langley at Saba, and it was also really good. So this time, I was like, yeah, I get to go for dinner. So I was so excited to go for dinner because it's a completely different menu, and it always looked really good, and it was really good. So first of all, we were on the patio there too. So basically, I was on the patio everywhere that day, but I was on the patio there too. And first of all, you got to have a reservation. I can tell you this place is packed, so you need an advance reservation going to Saba. I was surprised how many people did not have reservations that were coming up asking for tables, and then unfortunately got turned away because they were full house. They were full house inside. They were full house outside. I mean, it's incredible to see this. I mean, of course, you know, inside dining has just come back, and people are really excited to go back out again. People are tired of cooking at home. They just want to go out and eat and see people and eat with friends. And that's what people have done in Fort Langley. And it was just great to see this. So service was amazing. Food was amazing. Really, really enjoyed it. So we didn't have a chance to meet Simone Hurwitz, head chef owner, because I think they were just so busy that night. There was just like no way to do that. So basically, I tried the burrata. So this was on the starter menu. This was really good. And that's a great one to share as well with heirloom tomatoes, fresh basil, balsamic glaze, and it served with crostini. That was really good. Also, their lamb popsicles, amazing. So it's done, it's the price each. So like, you'll see $8 the menu. That's actually for one of them. But if you're, you know, of course, if you're going with two people or you're going with one more person, order two. So they have two lamb popsicles that came with Rasla al-Hanout seasoned lamb popsicle in a creamy coconut curry. It was delicious. It was perfectly cooked, and the coconut curry was very good. Then we had a couple main dishes. We had the halibut, so that was good, fresh in-season halibut. That was really good. Served with coconut jasmine rice and seasonal vegetables and with lemon caper butter. Very, very good. We shared, but you don't have to share. You can just have it on your own. And then also the warm Moroccan salad. This was outstanding. It was a roasted seasonal vegetables. It was a huge plate finished with tremola and a house-made hummus and pistachio crumble. It was really good. We actually added, now you had a few options here on this salad. You can add things to it. So we added three scallops, so it made the dish look beautiful. But you have an option of adding scallops and then other proteins that you can add to this dish. So it just makes it so much more. It was really, really good. And then for dessert, we just had a flourless chocolate tort. We just share that. So flourless, less calories, I guess, less carbs, I suppose, if you could say that. When flourless, but you know, they do everything in house. They bake everything, all the treats, all their baking, because they've got the cafe in front, and you can go there during the day and get coffees and get baked goods. And then they're making everything in house for all the different sort of brunch, you know, lunch, brunch, dinner, after, whatever. They're doing it all. So definitely, you can't miss them. Right in the heart of Fort Langley. And they're on Mavis Avenue. So 23343 Mavis Avenue in Fort Langley. And great spot. I love it. I can't wait to go back for everything, you know, brunch or dinner. I just think they do such a great job. So definitely a spot you want to check out if you head out to Fort Langley. And it's so close to Vancouver, really. I mean, heading home was 40 minutes, so it's really not very far. And if you probably live in Langley anyway, if you live in Langley, then you probably know where to go. So that was Langley. Great spot to go and visit. And thank you to Tourism Langley for setting us up for all the different spots to try. And I really had a great time. Colty Restaurant is currently in my Banh Mi Challenge. They're also in my Sangria Challenge. So we just had a chance to visit them last night. Haven't been there in a while. You know, with the pandemic, it was kind of hard to do that. So I haven't been there since, I guess it was last October. Or maybe it was like a little earlier than that. But it's been a while. They have now built a beautiful new patio out back. It's enclosed. It's like sitting in a secret, kind of secret patio. Like nobody on the outside knows who's on the inside. And that's what you want in that neighborhood now. That's what I want to say. So it was enclosed and it was great. They've done a beautiful job and you can sit out back. They've got seating, I think, for 35, 40 people. It's really set up well. And you can enjoy everything outside. If you want to eat inside, you can eat inside too. It's a beautiful building. They've done a great job on the inside interiors. You know, so they had opened right into the pandemic. Not what they had wanted, of course. Nobody wants to open during the pandemic. So it's been an interesting ride for them. It's been, you know, of course, for any restaurant, it's been a difficult time for people. I mean, you really got to support these restaurants now because anybody who's made it this far through the pandemic, you got to wish them like kudos because they've done something right. Because otherwise, you know, it's a tough time for restaurants. So it's opening and closing. The government's doing this constantly. It really affects them. So these guys have done a great job and they got some new additions to the menu. So I tried a lot of different food last night. The first one was the green papaya salad. I've had this before. I love this salad. They do such a good job with it. I had it with the beef jerky. You can get it without the beef jerky if you want, but the beef jerky really adds to this salad. So it's a really refreshing salad. It was sweet and sour fish sauce. It's very good. They've added some new dishes, as I just mentioned. This cheeky dumplings was phenomenal. Oh my God, I'm going to get this again next time I go. It's a braised beef cheeks, stuffed dumplings. It was delicious. So, wow, like cheeky dumplings. Just remember that one. Order it. Also had the coconut noodles. I've had this one before with tofu, rice noodles, coconut milk, fresh herbs. Really good. Another great one there. That's a great one to share. Also, the Dirty Chairman. It's funny. These names are hilarious, first of all. So this one was, they have this, this is what started up during the pandemic. They have this side window and it's called AFC Fried Chicken. It's Asian Fried Chicken. So they have this thing where you can just go up the window and order fried chicken to go. So you can do that. But what they've actually done here is they've created this AFC Fried Chicken dumpling. So it's basically these dumplings are stuffed with this AFC Fried Chicken, roasted yam, and then faux gravy on the side. And then I guess I'm not sure if they're baked or fried, the actual dumplings, but they were so good. And so another one of these addictive things. So between the cheeky dumplings and the Dirty Chairman, they've nailed these dumplings. They're really, really good. So the Wake and Bake sub is in my Banh Mi Challenge. Now, as I'm not a fan of eggs, and everybody knows this because I talk about this all the time, I'm also not a fan of sausages. So this was not for me, but Larry loved it. He loves this. This is what he grew up on, and he was so happy to enjoy this, and he said it was very good. So the Wake and Bake sub is currently on the Banh Mi Challenge. You can try that until July 4th. It's available every day, so head on in there, and it's huge, first of all. So you could actually, have one, eat half, take the other half to go, so you can enjoy some of their other dishes. That's the way to go, I think. And then we also tried the Zoomer's dumplings. This has got a bit of a story to it. This is on their all-day dim sum menu. Next door to them is Zoomer's Medicinal something or other. And they are I was really surprised to hear this. They are like a magic mushroom kind of like spot. I didn't even know we had this in Vancouver, but it is on Granville right next door to them. Anyway, they eat it. These people, it's called Zoomers. They eat it. They eat it called tea all the time. They're in there all the time. So they name these dumplings after them. And it is not stuffed with magic mushrooms as much as you might think so. But it is stuffed with five different types of mushrooms. So you've got all these different mushrooms. And so this dish is named after their neighbors because the neighbors eat it in their place so long. So that's, it's great to see in the community people doing this kind of stuff. It's kind of fun. So we then had... This was a lot of work. Sweet and sour tamarind whole fish. It's basically a whole rockfish, and it is the whole fish. Head and tail comes to the table. Not my thing, really, but he loved it, so it's great. So it was a big fish, and thankfully he knows how to cut the fish, so he cut it. So whole rockfish, and it came with his tamarind sauce. I love it. He loved the sauce, but it was a little bit of work with this thing because you got to cut the fish, and then there were a lot of bones. You got to be careful. You know, it was very good, but you just a lot of work. And then we just tried their AFC fried chicken and a side of their three grain rice. So, and then the other thing is they are in my sangria challenge. So they've got a bottled rosé sangria created by Joe Chang, bottled in house. It's a light, refreshing rosé sangria, perfect for summer weather. And it's got a rosé and white wine blend, cranberry, apple, orange, lime, ginger ale, orange bitter. So it's very refreshing and, you know, enjoy it on the patio for sure. And you can do that until July 4th. So make sure you try their sangria and then vote for them for your favorites for People's Choice. And then we just tried a couple non-spirit cocktails, the Virgin Sling and the Julius Orange, both very tasty, both very refreshing. So you can do some non-spirit cocktails when you're there as well. So definitely a great spot. Check out Cold Tea Restaurant, downtown Vancouver, 1193 Granville Street, right at the corner of Davie and Granville. Thank you for listening to this week's show. Tune into the next episode next week to hear more interviews with chef and cookbook authors, as well as other features. Please tell your friends about this podcast and have them subscribe to the Van Foodster Podcast and Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and Amazon Music to hear my weekly show covering the food scene in and outside of Vancouver.